Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, Bob.
Hey everybody.
Hey.
I thought you were going to do your long distance thing. What?
I thought I'd give equal time. We were talking about that Paris Hilton thing last week.
Oh yeah.
I checked a little bit of the Fred Durst thing.
Oh, I would not ever. Yeah. That's gay.
Yeah.
You're gay.
No, it's not just him. It's like some chick too.
All right.
So, I mean, there's just a few still pictures.
Did you see his winkle?
A little bit.
So, how was it?
How was the sight, or how was his winkle? You were talking about it. I didn't know there was such a thing, and I clicked on it, and there it was. So.
Yeah? Well?
What?
Let's hear your report.
Apparently, him and this young lady have had relations, and there's some pictures of it. So what?
The good pictures, or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's alright, you know.
Alright.
Yeah, not...
Well, I thought you were going to have, a big report. You said you were going to have a report, and then now...
I didn't say report.
Now I said something about you being gay, and then you're all quiet.
Yeah, that does back off a guy. That does back off. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
It's not all about Fred. It's more about the young lady.
Oh, good. All right. Well, see, that's
about
what we...
the young lady, please.
That's what we need to hear, then.
Oh, there. You happy?
There's probably a lot of people who are curious, right?
Yeah.
Possibly even bi-curious.
Yeah.
That now that you said it's more about the lady, would probably be more comfortable.
Yeah.
Going to see that.
Yeah.
Did you look at that at work or at home or what?
Oh, at work. Yeah, I just put my feet up. Work. Yeah. No, I just. What is it? 20 questions?
I'm just curious.
God damn, man. Jeez. I clicked.
Back off, motherfucker.
What's this all about? Bob's all obsessed.
No, I'm not obsessed. I just happen to see it. That's all.
And I'm like, okay, there's about half a dozen still pictures. It's mostly of this young lady. So what?
The kooky thing is, this probably goes all the way back. This goes way back further than this. But aside from the internet, you sent me the really bad photocopies of Tanya Harding.
Yeah.
A long time ago. Anyway, I think that's where it all started.
Yeah. And the point.
You and your Tanya Harding things there.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, hey, you'd be interested in this Paris Hilton stuff.
Oh, that was interesting. Yeah, it was good.
And then it took the weird turn to Fred Durst. And then.
Well, you said you mentioned Fred Durst. I didn't know anything about the Fred Durst thing, so I went to it with no big deal. I went to it and I said, whatever.
All right. Well, so other than that, what's going on with you?
I got screwed over this weekend.
Fred Durst?
Yeah, Fred Durst came over, man. He said, hey, I saw you, man, on the...
It's going my way! It's my way!
Yeah.
My way or the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, hey. I was going to go to this thing, my kids,
Mm-hmm.
They, it's like every weekend they advertise, things to do, meetings and... what goings on and whatever,
Yeah.
So there's this thing, once again in Macomb, Illinois, I get screwed. Every time I go to Macomb, I get screwed,
Well, there you go.
I get screwed.
A lot of people getting screwed in Macomb.
Yeah. So I drive for God knows how long to get to freaking Macomb, Illinois.
Come on, kids. Let me throw in my mixtape of Creedence.
Let me put in some Lip Biscuit.
Here,
yeah.
Let me play this one that it really reminds me of your mother. It ain't me. It ain't me. Anyway. Born on the Bayou.
Yeah.
I love Creedence, so I don't know.
Actually, we're listening to Zeppelin on the way.
Oh, were you really?
Some Cashmere.
Here, I'll play you a song and see if you can guess the title.
Go ahead.
There's no effing way, kids. No effing way. That's like the ultimate in Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
You're wrong. It was trampled underfoot. You're wrong. Wrong.
I'll even play you the cars because it really doesn't matter, you know.
So
what were you going to go see or what?
That was just some little bullshit thing. Come see some bullshit. The bullshit-a-rama.
Come over to Macomb and see some chicken fucking.
Yeah. So I was like, come on, kids. Come see some chicken. Yeah, so we go over there, right? And we park, look, and we're walking and walking.
We got Johnny Holmes the Rooster here.
Yeah, so I get to the freaking student center.
He's got a dick the size of an egg.
Well, not quite, but...
All right, it's a dozen. Right. You got a dozen egg dick.
So I said, I'm going to go to the ballroom.
Yeah, so you're over at the university over there?
Some tall dude with some name tag on, you know, trying to direct people.
Are you here for the chicken fucking exhibition or the ballroom dancing?
I'm here for the ballroom blitz. You know
what
I mean? Yeah? Yep, I'm
over here. No. My way! That sounds just like Fred Durst.
We don't have chicken fucking today. We have the home cooking show.
Oh, I see.
I go, what?
The home cooking show.
So he's like, well, if you'd like to come in and join all the ladies of the home cooking show.
So you got the day wrong, huh?
I'm like, bullshit. Well, I told him to make it out of the paper and said, Saturday, Sunday, come to the chicken fucking. You know, I'm like, oh, what the fuck, you know?
Really, what was it? You're not going to tell me?
No, well, it's just some stupid thing I was going to go to.
Like a railroad thing?
Yeah, it was a railroad thing.
Oh, okay. You're not going to tell me the truth at this
point. I'm not going to tell you what it is. No, because you're going to get all
was it the Was it the Rams cheerleaders or something?
Rams. I only wish, believe me.
What do you mean there's no Rams cheerleaders?
Yeah,
if I don't see some, if I don't see some goddamn cleavage and maybe a butt cheek hanging out, I'm going to go ape shit on your ass.
I don't mean you either. I'm like, well, all right, screw it.
Oh, man.
Screw it. You know, Joe, all this freaking weight. Gas is like $2 a gallon.
Yeah, it was expensive, yeah.
I drove all the freaking weight. I told my kids, there's a place to eat downstairs. Let's go to eat, right?
Oh, you're going to eat in the student center thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And they've got some fast food built in there now.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Right.
Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. I go there, you know, I get some challenged person, you know.
Diamond Dave's.
Do one of your challenge voices.
You like, am I have to do that every week now?
Welcome
to Pizza Hut. Can I help you? We have three choices. We've got plain cheese, pepperoni, and supreme.
I go, give me two freaking kids meals and like a number six.
Is that like an around the world or what?
Yeah, I'm stringing pearls too. So the challenge lady's like, would you like dessert with the kids' meals?
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, well, no, I don't. No, I'm not going to pay for that, no.
I'd say that wasn't the challenge person, it was a fantastic marketer.
No, this is where it gets interesting now. I'm like, I've never been offered that during a kids' meal.
Yeah.
I was like, well, that's weird, you know. So they get the meal on the tray. It's not boxed up in any kind of kids' fashion. There's like no kids' bags or nothing.
Yeah.
There's no freaking toys or nothing. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, 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 what's this? They're like, what? I'm like, where's the freaking toys, you know? Where's the mother-loving toys? Like, well, we don't do the toy thing here because it's a college campus.
Oh,
you bastards.
Oh, so what are they going to give you?
Well, now this is where the dessert came in. The manager shows up. She's like, well, didn't this challenge person ask you if you wanted dessert with your kids' meals? I'm like, well, yeah, but what does that got to do with anything?
That's instead of the toy.
Right.
But they didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't have no clue to that. So. I'm like, you are discriminating.
I can't believe they don't have a toy. I mean, I would have had a toy.
You are discriminating. Maybe there are some twisted bastards that would like some toys on a college setting.
I would have the toy.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? You know college kids go for that crap anyway.
I'd have the toy.
You know, if it's something weird, you know, people like to have it anyway, like little telescopes and stuff, you know, spy on people.
Little x-ray specs.
Yeah, right? That's wrong, man. It's
little
wrong.
Periscopes.
But, like, the whole thing is just a wasted thing, man.
They should
like,
give away thumb drives or X10 cameras.
Right?
Yeah.
So we just got screwed again, man.
So did you get the dessert or what?
No.
Oh, you mean that was your opportunity and you lost it?
Yeah, I just like, screw it.
Ah!
I've been screwed twice now.
Kids, you don't get a toy or dessert.
Yeah.
Would you like some dessert for the children?
Yeah. That was not explained to me.
Well, evidently you don't have retarded logic.
I guess. You know, so I'm like, I want a toy now.
Did our Mensa Club member help you with your choices for the menu?
One without a vibrator.
Would you like to have the nickel bag or possibly the hash pipe?
Yeah, I'm like, I forget. Every time I get something foggy.
Give me the one-hitter Happy Meal.
It's just a huge thing, you know.
You got? Can I get the one-hitter for one kid and the shroom one for the other kid?
Yeah.
That's kind of a college Happy Meal, right?
Please, you know. Here's a Ramsay for you.
Would you like the blotter with your kid's meal?
Here's a one-hitter for your kid, man. We're sorry.
I like the couch trip and the Alfred E. Newman.
I just burned off the new M&M CD, man. I burned a copy here.
That's right. Free bootleg CDs, right?
Sorry about the toy thing, man.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a pencil.
Here's something, I don't know.
Would you like the free tattoo?
Would you like a Canadian quarter? Here you go. Right? I don't know. I went to that stupid Rams training camp, you know, a couple of years ago. Got screwed there.
Got screwed.
If anyone who's listening ever listens to this freaking show would know, but here I go again.
So, did the kids cry or did they even notice?
Oh, they noticed.
Well, where's the toy? This week at McDonald's, they have. You know, and then you just say, all they have was the girl ones. You guys don't want the girl ones, do you? No!
Oh! Here's a picture of me and my boyfriend.
We're just as homophobic as our father.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You guys don't want the girl toys, do you?
Yeah.
Couple of Nancy boys going to McDonald's. What?
Oh, I was going to get so screwed over.
Yeah, well, did it taste good?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. Well, I was enlightened of my, what my past was like, you know, represented my future. For some reason, my mom decided to get out, she had kept, partially kept, I guess.
Yeah.
These, school days or school years books, and each one of them had like a little envelope, and then you'd put like the picture for that year and write down little things.
Yeah.
So my brother was there. I was at my parents for the week. My brother was there.
Yeah.
And she got my brother and I's school things out. And so like everybody, like my wife and daughter and everybody's going through them, you know.
Yeah.
And needless to say, my brother's was more completely filled out than mine. By the time I got into junior high, like totally nothing was written down hardly. And
honorable mention, Bob.
I did get honorable mention, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And so then my wife starts pulling things out of the pouch and reading them and stuff.
Yeah.
And then evidently, a lot of my teachers said, doesn't show initiative, talks too much in class.
This is you?
This is me. And my wife's like, she's like, you know, reading these with a sarcastic voice, you know. And then all my bad grades in high school and stuff. You got a D in geometry?
Preoccupied with gym teacher.
No. But it was just kind of weird. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Do you realize how much that foretold the future? I would have just paid attention.
Man, what were you doing?
I don't know. It was what I do right now, I guess.
I guess. Screwing off.
Screwing off. What am I supposed to do? But I just thought it was funny that it was so accurate.
Yeah.
And,
So you're talking.
Yeah, I'm just yapping to people, I guess, and the
they
teachers.
Just themselves a little.
And the fact that I didn't have any initiative and could do better. I think it was always the... always the case.
Oh, your wife must love this.
She did. Oh, God, yeah. She just went on and on about
it. To rub it in.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So then, the other thing, I looked at my kindergarten, my daughter was looking at it, you know, and
yeah.
And I was seeing if she could pick me out of the crowd there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she picked a girl. And so then after I got her reorientated there, the other thing I noticed was the amazing number of people who got held back. Besides myself, I didn't get held back, but
sure.
No, I didn't. But there was like 4 or 5 kids in my kindergarten class that didn't make it past kindergarten that year, and I didn't realize that until I was looking at this picture. I'm like naming off people. I go, I think I could probably name most of these people. You know,
yeah.
It's been a while, but
there's two.
Yeah, and but yeah, there was like 4 or 5 kids that like I'm like, you know what? I didn't realize I went to kindergarten with them because they graduated after me. And then I didn't like look in the middle. Then I looked at my little graduation card, you know.
Yeah.
I went to a what would be considered today probably a fairly small school because there's only about less than 100 kids in the graduating class, right?
Right.
And I'm looking and I'm like, God, there's like about 25 people. I don't even know who the fuck they are. I don't think I ever met them.
What?
Yeah.
From high school graduation?
Yeah, from high school graduation.
What?
I'm telling you.
No way.
I'm telling
you. How did you not know everyone in your class, though?
I don't know. I thought I did, but now I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking back, and I'm like, I don't even remember this name.
Either laid half of them or got stoned with
half. But that was weird. I'm like, wow, there's not even that many people. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, considering, like, most places are several hundred kids anymore, right. 1,000 kids, I'm like, wow, how could I not know these people?
Yeah. Really?
So, oh, yeah, I'm totally...
their name, you're like, you know, Ted Sipowitz.
Yeah, no idea. No recollection. Probably never had any classes with them. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that's unusual. Man.
And then the other sad thing was, like, all the smart kids, like, they had little stars for the kids who got, you know, the high... honor roll the whole 4 years or whatever.
Right.
They're like all my friends, and I'm like, I'm the only one who never did that. I was like friends with all the brainy kids, all the my friends were the salutatorian and valedictorian and and all that stuff. And it's like, wow, look, there's like 5 people,
yeah.
Or it's 5 or 10 people that had this, you know,
yeah.
Grade point average for all 4 years. And it's like, not one of them was me, but all of them I hung out with. So. What was going on there? And you know the terrible thing is all of them are much worse than me.
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
Go figure. The co-valedictorian broke his neck because he was high and he jumped in water and beamed himself and broke his neck. So.
Shit.
Yeah, I know that was real good, huh?
Yeah.
He got really high and then jumped into a lake that was a little bit shallow and broke his own neck.
Yeah.
That's co-valedictorian material.
Yeah.
But I thought that was funny. Anyway.
I'm gonna go swimming till I got high.
That's right. But the guy that was with him, who did the same thing but didn't break his neck, was another one of the people that was smart as well. So, go figure, right?
There we go.
I like to think about that because in my... that guy is a doctor in the Navy, so if he is listening, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good luck.
That's a cool match.
I'm glad you can write your own scripts now, buddy.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you. So anyway, it was a humbling experience. But needless to say, probably totally warranted, and my future was foretold by the time I got out of 6th or 7th grade. So everyone who's older now should probably look back to that and see where you're at. You know, are you on target or are you way off?
How's with your brother?
He was a smart guy, and so, you know.
Did he get, like, the star and all that?
I don't know if they did that for him. You know how we were a few years apart, and so.
Yeah.
I don't know if they did that. And I didn't look through his, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I couldn't tell you.
You had so much shame with your home.
Well, I mean, you know, it.
No.
I can't really. How long are you going to sit there and have everybody snicker at you for hours on end while they're thumbing through this thing? It doesn't. I really wasn't that curious to get my brother, like, besting me every turn of the page, so I didn't involve him in it.
Yeah.
I didn't bring that up. Well, how did you do? Well, he did better than you. Well, well, so what? You know?
Yeah.
So, anyway,
wow.
little trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe I look more like a girl than I thought since my daughter picked me out of the lineup there.
Well, I didn't want to say anything.